on today's Compassion Radio.
I've talked to so many people upon hearing of his passing who said, that guy really changed my life.
Wow. Yeah, no, I can resonate with that.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get close to the man, you don't have any choice but to respond. I mean, he got under your skin.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, not just with arguments or with ideas, but with just a vision.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio. Tracking the triumph of God in every nation on earth. Thanks for tuning in to the daily broadcast of Compassion Radio, and Happy Easter. Friends, our hearts are heavy today, as just a few short days ago, a truly wonderful servant of the Lord passed into eternity. Our longtime president and host, the Reverend Dr. Norman Clark Nelson. First and foremost, thank you for your prayers and warm condolences, dear friends. They mean so much to Cher, Bram, and the entire Compassion Radio family. Late last week, Bram had the chance to sit down with good friend Roger Marsh of KBRT Radio and talk about Norm's life and legacy. They were kind enough to allow us to air that conversation, as we're going to do both today and tomorrow. So here's Roger Marsh.
From the studios at KBRT, Crawford Broadcasting here in Los Angeles, Roger Marsh here, the host of the Bottom Line program. We are remembering a dear friend today and bringing in someone from the Compassion Radio family to help remember him, too. Yesterday, at the close of the program, I made the announcement that Dr. Norm Nelson had entered eternal glory, had graduated into heaven at the age of 78. It was a very, very tender time, a very, very challenging time. Not an easy one for the family of Compassion Radio, but also the Nelson family as well. Bram Floria is the has ascended. Into the host chair at Compassion Radio. And it's a program that's heard weekday mornings at 7 o'clock Pacific time here on KBRT, has for many, many years. Bram, it's good to have you in the studio today. Welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Roger. It's, you know, of course, it's a raw time for us as a family in the ministry, but thank you for inviting us in, because what an honor it is to talk about somebody who's been so formative in my life and, of course, across radio in general. He's had 40 or 50 years of input and mentorship for so many.
Well, absolutely. And I know for me personally, we were talking before we started the broadcast here today about the influence that Norm has had on my life and countless others. I appreciate the fact that the last time Norm was on this program, the Bottom Line Show, he sounded like he was ready to go fight with the Kurds. I mean, he was literally ready to enlist. Yeah. And that was a part of it. And that was not posturing. That was really Norm's heart.
Yes, because he had the heart of a soldier,
yeah.
And he lived like that. There wasn't a place he went in the world where he wasn't equipped like a soldier with whatever was needed to get across a border somewhere and survive off the land for the next week. He was ready to do it. And it took him to places that a lot of people would never even bother trying to get to. And it brought back some amazing stories along the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things we love about having Compassion Radio literally at the start of the day on the K-Bright lineup is the fact that no punches pulled. I mean, you're talking about a ministry that I remember back as the Morning Chapel Hour with Wilbur Nelson, and then as Wilbur was retiring, Norm kind of moved into more of a, say, hey, let's do a different direction with it. Talk about how Compassion made that change. It was about 20 years ago.
Compassion Radio didn't make the change. God made the change.
Okay, there you go.
So when you say yes to God, of course, he's going to do something in your life, right? There was a time when Norm was probably at that inflection point in his own ministry saying, I've done this for 20 or 30 years. I've been a pastor. I've been a successful, quote unquote, radio personality and leader and teacher. Now what?
Yeah.
And he got the invitation, which he was not expecting, to go to China to help deliver Bibles. And back then, it was a pretty intrepid thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when they went, they were informed. They weren't just going in to meet people who were distributing Bibles to see things. They were actually going to strap them on their own bodies and carry them into China and into Vietnam and take some personal risks. And in fact, our producer, Jim Governale, was one of those teams that went with them. They had the shared experience of not knowing whether they'd be able to clear customs without their own personal stash of Bibles being discovered or being stripped from their bodies or then thrown in jail. Those were the stakes, especially in those years. And when those Bibles got through and got to the people that needed them, and they sat around and got to witness what happens when underground churches receive the Word of God for the first time with such gladness and with such enthusiasm and passion, it moved him. It didn't just move him, it transformed him. He came back and said, we have got to do something about this every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed the trajectory. It wasn't just about teaching about devotional or nice thoughts about how it is to think or live like a Christian in the society, but how to think and act biblically about how God would set us in motion mm-hmm. with an instruction manual, a field manual.
Yes.
Is the way he treated the Bible.
Yeah, field manual indeed, because this is spiritual warfare, lest yeah. we forget in the world that we inhabit. Oftentimes, we don't feel it. I mean, we get right down to it. I mean, we talk about, oh, there's spiritual warfare and the enemy might be out to get me. Yeah. But, oh, I got the parking place. Thank you, Jesus. You know, as opposed to the real warfare. And very commendable for Norm in an age and in a season when he could have very easily said, look, I'm in my 50s. You know, I mean, things are starting to wind down for me. Maybe I'll take a nice teaching position somewhere and maybe a pastorate somewhere, associate pastorate, and still do the radio thing. God spoke to him and said, no, we're going here.
Some of his best friends were in academia, and he loved being in that environment. People who were deep seekers of knowledge, but also were influential with their nations and with the students. He loved the idea of mentoring others and to motivate them to do something positive in their own countries. But it wasn't just about a humanitarian or humanistic pursuit. He knew that the people that were teaching young people around the world needed Jesus too.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to go to them as a fellow academic, someone who had a number of doctorates under his belt as well, and make that personal connection, which was transformative. They needed to see somebody from inside the faith, inside Jesus himself, come out of that shell and care about them in the realm that they were in. How many missionaries do you know that sit down with academics in Iran or Iraq or with mullahs in Kuwait and talk directly about the prophet Isa?
Hmm.
He had that opportunity. And he pursued opportunities to educate himself and to be certified with the UN so that he could have the credentials to get in places nobody else was willing to go.
What an interesting side of an aspect of ministry. Oftentimes it seems like an either or, not a both and.
Right.
The fact that I've seen the pictures, I mean, I've heard the stories of him and Cher and Compassion Ministries, people on the ground, Bible strapped bodies or, you know, feeding and clothing and all the things that we associate with ministry. And yet, what a big, strong part of Norm Nelson's legacy is just what you're talking about, Bram, the fact that he was on the intellectual level, on the political level. I mean, he really ran the gamut.
He did. He wasn't a political person by any means. He was very conversant with what the questions were.
I know he wasn't a political person because he used to message me on occasion during the program and say, now, wait a minute, Roger. You know, and we had the same heart, but basically his take was, I don't think that we need to worry so much about the politics as we do about the people.
Nor did Jesus. I mean, we're talking about trying to get into what we would call in our program the kingdom ethic, which is within the kingdom, what are we to do? How are we to care for our brothers and sisters in the kingdom wherever they are? And if they're not part of our political spectrum, so what?
Yeah.
You know, Jesus put them in his kingdom, and our supreme ethic is to serve those in the kingdom first. And then from within the kingdom, become with a servant ethic for those outside the kingdom. How do we together, no matter what stripe we are within the kingdom, reach beyond the confines or without the borders of our kingdom into all the other kingdoms and interact with those in every country? So we need to develop and be aware of that kingdom culture so we can know how we can actually converse with our brothers and sisters in every country of the earth.
Bram Floria is in studio with me today. I'm Roger Marsh in the studios of Crawford Broadcasting in Southern California, KBRT in Los Angeles, KNSN in San Diego, also broadcasting on KCBC in San Francisco Bay Area, all throughout the state. We are remembering the legacy, and we will never forget it, of Dr. Norm Nelson, who is the host on Compassion Radio for many, many years and has a long legacy of broadcast excellence. He went to be with the Lord on Monday, April 10th at 9:30 a.m. Dr. Norm Nelson breathed his last and is now rejoicing in heaven. And I love the way his widow, Cher, eloquently stated the fact that the broken body and the tortured mind are no longer a problem for him. That was a big challenge for you and the ministry team at Compassion, because it's not a huge group of people. It's not this massive organization that handles that. You get a lot out of a small group.
When you are a family in ministry and one of yours is falling, not fallen, but is in the process of falling in a way that you're not going to be able to retrieve them, what do you do?
Yeah.
You circle the wagon somewhat in order to take care of your own, but you also have a mission. And when we're in ministry, we got to focus on what God wants focused on. So both things had to exist simultaneously. Real compassion and care for our leaders, which in this case was Norm, and real care and compassion for our listeners at the same time, and not letting them down when they need us, not just when they want to hear from us. We've learned that our listeners really do need us. They need us to not just inspire them, but to hear them when they're going through things, because the word compassion is in our name.
Right.
If we're not attentive to the kind of needs that God has allowed these people to experience, and we're not attentive to their desires to serve the Lord with all their heart in whatever circumstance they're in, then we have no point on being on the air, period. Mm-hmm. So we've got to do both at the same time. So we were doing double duty in a lot of ways.
What a tremendous challenge. I can think of pastors or leaders who are listening to this conversation right now, Bram, and I want you to imagine what it's like to realize that half of your staff was devoting their time to dealing with this illness. Norm, of course, because of the illness, and you mentioned a couple of people on a regular basis trying to hold things together. If you had a staff at your church of 40 or 50 people, can you imagine devoting the hours of 25 of those people to caring for an issue that was central to the mission that you were carrying on in Compassion Ministries, and the fact that you have been able to do so? Norm has been suffering for probably the last year and a half of his life.
The illness he was suffering from was a rapid onset dementia. So by the time we got to the fall of 2016, it was quite obvious that he was not going to be able to continue in the ministry in a speaking capacity. And so we had to take measures immediately to take care of that issue, make sure he was cared for. And that's a hard admission for some ministries to say, that it wasn't just a long illness. We're not afraid to say that we are and became caregivers for those who suffer these kind of issues. Yes. And for Norm, he's strapping, and he was healthy up to the very moment that he fell in that way. And what do you do when someone surprises you with the unexpected, with an illness that was not to be anticipated? You go to Jesus, and you're on your knees a lot.
Right.
Now, you go to your very close friends and say, how do I navigate this? Or find people that have can mentor you through those kind of transitions. And we did that. We found the right people to surround us. We also had to focus on, as I said before, the needs of our audience, our congregation, if you want to call it that. And so we persisted and pushed along in that. And our listeners heard the transition happen on the air. I was in the chair much more often than I had been before. And Jim Gifford-Nally became much more of a personality and producer on the program.
And how fortunate you are to have someone like Jim to could step into that role, and you to step in that role too. For those who have been listening to Compassion Radio here on KBRIGHT in Southern California for the past year, you've heard a lot more of Bram Floria and a lot more of Jim Gifford-Nally, keeping the torch shining bright, the one that Norm had been carrying on.
And the transition, as abrupt as it was also something that God had prepared us for in ways that we were not expecting years before. For example, Norm was struck down with a heart attack back in the year 2005 while he was in Northern Ireland teaching at a university up there. Now, that was not expected, and he had been one moment teaching, next moment on the floor with one of those widowmaker kind of heart attacks. And so by the time they tried to get the stents in, they couldn't even get those in because the heart was in such bad shape at that moment. There was no way he was going to make it out of that.
Right.
So at his early 60s or late 50s, he was expected not to survive. Yet God decided to, by his resurrection power, bring it back. Mm-hmm. And not just bring him back to where he could think or function, but to go places again and spend the next decade of his life doing the work that he has so desperately wanted to do. God gave that back to him.
He did.
It was the last thing in his life that went was his heart. Think about that.
Wow.
That the thing we thought was impossible, God had made possible and had restored with great strength to carry him all the way until yesterday. I mean, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
And so I personally was with Cher to watch his pulse finally cease. And I thought, that heart has made it through everything imaginable. And so I know that God did that. And he gave us these extra 15 years or so to understand what it really means to be persistent and be faithful to the very end. And because of that heart attack back in 2005, I was brought on board to get more active with production. And so then suddenly I was in the role of being ready for the necessary changes in the programming format to get ready for what came this week. And he also readied me for what I need to do now, because we found Jim along the way, because I had a life-threatening situation back in 2009 when I had a massive stroke. And so I'm sitting in the chair producing the program and stroking out, and God resurrected me through some miracles that week in such a way that we found Jimmy. And Jim became producer immediately because I was in rehab immediately. And now he's an integral part of the team now.
So when is Jim's day coming? I mean, you first Norm, then you.
We have prayed a lot of cover on that man.
I'll bet you have.
With all the stress he has in his life, with all the other things he does on top of Compassion Radio responsibilities, the man is, he's an ox for that matter, but he will keep plugging just like Norm did. But we also are praying that God will spare him.
Yes, exactly.
Any of these major issues early in life.
I know we are your chosen people, God. Mm. Next time, could you choose somebody else? We
exactly.
That. Bram Floria is in studio with me today. I'm Roger Marsh in the studios of The Bottom Line at KBRT Los Angeles, Crawford Broadcasting on the West Coast. We are remembering and having some fond recollections, though it's a very, very tender time for our family here at Crawford Broadcasting, of course, for the Nelson and Floria families and for the family of Compassion Ministry. Dr. Norm Nelson, going home to be with the Lord April the 10th at 9:31 a.m. Pacific time. And we are so heartened by his legacy, but of course, saddened by his passing. As we continue, I want to talk about what Compassion Ministries is looking like right now. I'm Roger Marsh in studio with Bram Floria today here on The Bottom Line from the studios of Crawford Broadcasting in Los Angeles, KBRT in Southern California, KNSN in San Diego, KCBC in San Francisco, and all up and down the West Coast. Roger Marsh here, the host of The Bottom Line show, joined for this very, very special reflection on the life of Dr. Norm Nelson, who went to be with the Lord Monday morning, April the 10th, 9:31 a.m. Pacific time. And it was such a tender tribute from his wife, Cher, who'd been in contact with us and many ministry friends about Norm's condition. Bram Floria is a name that is very recognizable to those of you who enjoy the program Compassion Radio. And we just heard every weekday morning at 7. It starts off our day here on the West Coast and kicks us off into Adrian Rogers and David Jeremiah, J. Vernon McGee, Charles Stanley. It's just a very formidable lineup there. June Hunt, part of that, too. And so no pressure.
Brandon, the patriarchs themselves.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. But this program itself, when I think about, I first met Norm in 1987, when there was a possibility. I was working at a Christian music station here in town with Jim Governale, and Wilbur Nelson was hosting the Morning Chapel Hour, and they were actually looking for an affiliate because the station that Jim had worked at had changed formats, and so not only did Morning Chapel Hour need a new place, but Jim needed a new job. So we wound up hiring Jim, but the Morning Chapel thing didn't work out. But it kind of got me listening to it. And then when I kind of followed Norm's career, then when we started here doing this program in 2011, Norm had been part of that rotation that filled in for Rich Bueller, who was hosting a show here in Studio B, B for Bueller. And as we got to know each other, I really came to appreciate what you were sharing in our previous segment about that aspect of Norm's life and Norm's ministry. And that was, yes, you can pay attention to the political landscape all you want to. It's good to know what's going on. You know, be a voter if you want to. But from a kingdom assignment perspective, the name of the game is the gospel first, and we're talking about winning souls for the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And so that transcends. If anything, it puts a whole different spin on it. Now you look at a Christian president saying, we're going to go to war in the Middle East because I believe God told me to do it. And maybe God did if he's trying to usher in other events. But then a guy like Norm saying, yeah, do you have any idea what kind of chaos that unleashed in the Christian community in Iraq and Syria? And you guys live that.
We took plenty of heat in those early years before the Iraq war because the fervent patriotism that was wrapping around the issue whether or not to deal with Saddam Hussein was palpable in the States. Just like the response after 9/11, we got to do something.
Yeah,
I'm not disagreeing or agreeing with how the plan worked out or what U.S. policy was. Frankly, we're indifferent to the decisions that are made when it comes to the kingdom. Now, I have plenty of opinions about how it affects my country, and I certainly have positions on those things that I discuss with my friends. I'm not unaware that there's a political life here in this country. I don't want to be away from that completely. But when it comes to push-shove, the kingdom comes first. So if I had to literally step aside from my government's policy and say, I can't deal with that right now because I need to deal with you because Jesus sent me to you to deal with your needs, that's going to be the priority. It must be the priority that the kingdom takes care of itself and takes care of those the kingdom is brought by the Holy Spirit himself. And then those other things come into perspective. It's not that they disappear. Mm-hmm. We turn around with a more compassionate heart because God's already made us compassionate for the people he's going after. And then we can become more compassionate, engaged with the issues that are facing our nation or our communities or our families. So we're not negating the fact that politics is important or that the questions that are raised in political circles are not to be tackled. We don't want to ignore those things. All we're saying is that Jesus first, wherever he leads us, we go.
Mm. And that's great words to live by, obviously, and a message that needs to be heard. I think more and more people are getting too confused, at least in this country, where I was watching more of the social media even this week about, well, this guy's in office here and this guy's doing that and this person proclaims Christianity. And yet when you see the way they lead, it makes you wonder sometimes. I mean, about that. You've never been more clear with Compassion Radio with the ministry there that you have. I mean, the outreach. It's a legacy that you're carrying on now, Bram, now that Norm has gone home to be with the Lord.
It is. And if there's one lesson I'm going to learn about how to engage with those that God's going to put us in front of in the years to come, is simply that you make friends as you go along the way with people. You're not friendly with ideologies. And it's important for us to actually make friends, because no one's ever won to the kingdom by an enemy.
Right.
And so Brother Andrew was a great mentor for Norm. He would take him into places saying, there are no closed doors to the gospel, provided that you're not expecting to get out afterward. You enter.
I mean,
if you want to go, go.
Sure.
You know, God's not guaranteeing you a two-way revolving door in any place that you might find yourself, but he is guaranteeing you that I will get you in front of the people that I want to hear my gospel, and I'll help you to make friends along the way. In the Good Samaritan way.
Yes.
You know, we're not going to make friends by arguing them into our perspective, our politics, or our ideologies, or our culture. We're going to make friends for the kingdom by loving people the way Jesus loves them. And sometimes that means making friends with people that we would never even think to approach from our own perspective, our own politics, our own culture.
Mm-hmm.
And Norm did that day after day. Everywhere he went, he's finding somebody who's on the other end of a political spectrum and making friends with them and getting invited to the halls of power or into the refugee camps or into the imam's home or wherever he went in whatever country he was in at that time, finding somebody that needed to know that Jesus loved them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the ethic for me, is look for every opportunity as God opens the door to say, Jesus loves you. I'm going to show you how.
I'm talking with Bram Floria here in the studios of The Bottom Line Show, KBRT Los Angeles. I'm Roger Marsh, the host of The Bottom Line. Having this conversation in memorial to Dr. Norm Nelson, who went home to be with the Lord on April the 10th. And Bram, of course, has moved, I think, quite effortlessly and very fruitfully into the host's chair of Compassion Radio.
Well, I wouldn't say it was effortless.
Well, it does take a little while sometimes to get adjusted to it. But understanding, I mean, we talk about someone having big shoes to fill or big boots to fill. When you've got big headphones and a big, you know, chair and microphone presence to deal with.
And a big voice.
Yeah, let's not even get started about the voice. I mean, my goodness, there were a couple moments just recently where you were just kind of sharing some of your passion for ministry. And I thought, oh, my gosh, if he had the glasses on, I'm staring at Norm right across the table from me. He rubs off on you, though. I mean, that's the what I remember about him, too. That and the white suits and the deep, dark tan. Yeah. But, I mean, he was a physical presence. He was a spiritual presence in the lives of so many people. I've talked to so many people upon hearing of his passing. He said, that guy really changed my life.
Wow. Yeah, no, I can resonate with that.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get close to the man, you don't have any choice but to respond. I mean, he got under your skin in a lot of ways, not just with arguments or with ideas, but with just a vision. People would sometimes say that the man was an academic at heart and his head was in the clouds. Yeah, there was times when he was off spinning a new idea, but there was something about the way he was when he was in pursuit of truth that just said, that guy's onto something. He's getting close to the heart of God here. And just to be around him was like a very interesting experience. The way he prepared for a program, the way he would write notes to himself, the way he'd pray over the names and the phone numbers that were about to be dialed, the way he'd prepare his heart for how to love on somebody across 1,000 miles on the phone. Those are the kind of things that I got to watch in close proximity. And of course, they're very formative for me. That I need to be attentive to the fact that there's a divine appointment about to happen, and I need to be attentive to what God wants now and allow him to speak in and through me and trust that he will and that he wants me to love on somebody in his name and not to be afraid or ashamed of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so wherever we go, whether it's into the studio or out across, you know, the world to some youth conference in Eastern Europe like I'll be going to in a couple of weeks, or into the heart of Ukraine, which I'll be doing right after that, talking to people working in the war zone along the front with Russia. Or, you know, I got invitations to follow in Norm's footsteps with some of his best friends. When those opportunities come up and I do travel those places, I certainly will be thinking in terms of what do I remember of how he handled himself when he went these places.
When you want to learn more about this legacy continuing on, and Compassion Radio is in their 74th year of ministry now, go to CompassionRadio.com. That's a link that we have on our Facebook page and also on our website, too, CompassionRadio.com, and you'll see a picture of Norm. You'll get a kind of just a brief visual. If you've never seen a picture of Norm Nelson before and you just listen to the program here, you'll look at that picture and say, okay, I get it. I know what these guys are talking about now. As I'm having this conversation with Bram Floria here from the studios at KBRT, in Southern California. I'm Roger Marsh, the host of The Bottom Line Show.
And we thank Roger Marsh and the fine folks at KBRT Radio in Southern California, K-Bright, for their special invitation, their hospitality, and their beautiful caring hearts. We're going to be back with more of this discussion on tomorrow's program as we continue to speak on the life and legacy of the Reverend Dr. Norman Clark Nelson. We all called him Norm, who passed on to his heavenly reward on April the 10th, 2017. A public memorial service is being planned for Southern California with arrangements to be announced soon. And you can get all that information at our website, CompassionRadio.com. And the family has asked that in lieu of flowers, gifts, and any remembrances to honor Norm's memory and living legacy, to be given to the continuing ministry of Compassion Radio. The address is Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770. Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. You can find us online at CompassionRadio.com, and our phone number is 1-800-868-2478. Again, 800-868-2478. Paula and Lena are ready to pass on personal messages of comfort and tribute to Cher, to Bram, and the rest of the Compassion Radio family. Thank you so much. On behalf of all of us here at Compassion Radio, may the Lord bless you always. We'll be back with you again tomorrow with more Compassion Radio.